Love Talk Radio.
Here and we're live on Facebook as well as on Block Talk Radio, and our topic is going to be about love. What does Odu Ifa have to say to us about love? I know in the last program that we did, Ifa was talking about love in a universal way. In some of the Odu, especially in the different combination of Odus out of Ogbe, out of Ejiogbe. Ejiogbe had the most verses that I've seen so far concerning love, and especially the one about when Olorun wanted to destroy the world because the people were so bad. But then he had a change of heart because, you know, how can he destroy his own creation? So that was so amazing how Oromila sent, Olodumare sent Oromila to, you know, for the second time to come to the world. And I believe that is when Oromila, when he left the second time, is when he left the Odus of Ifa to speak, and the Awos of Ifa to speak on his behalf, you know. But it's interesting when you search the Ifa Odus, how many things you can find concerning love. Last time I mentioned for the love, Ifa had, oh my God, I think it was 200 and something entries concerning the word love in the Odus of Ifa. Over 277 times the word love is mentioned in Ifa. 277 times. Oh my God. That is a lot of times to see the word love appear in Ifa. You know? And when we talk about love, we know nowadays, you know, a lot of people only concerned about money, or they're concerned about what they can get from another person. And even, you know, if I talk about that, you talk about, you know, how human beings having the tendency to exploit each other. You know, in Odu Osa Odi, you know, if I talk about that, if I talk about how people, you know, exploit each other, even in matters of love, you know, to see how much they can get from the other person, you know. But when you talk about love now, you're talking about what kind of sacrifices, what kind of choices you need to be making in order to, you know, get on good with somebody. Even the person that you call your lover or your spouse, you know, your wife, your man, your woman, you know. Some people say girlfriend, boyfriend, all this kind of thing. So if I'm talking about these things, so I'm going to see if I can pull now some Odus that speak about love, you know. Ashe, giving thanks, Oguwale, giving thanks, Ashe. And when we talk about the Odus, you know, we got to be like, ooh, buddy. You know, Ifa Odus don't tell lies, you know. So we're going to go to, we're going to start with Iwori. Iwori, Iwori Ika, right? Iwori Ika. Let me see here. I'm giving thanks, I should. So Iwori Ika says now, And I'm not going to recite any verses as in the Patakis, you know, when they tell a story about, you know, how an incident becomes to be an incident and how Ifa came to the conclusion of why Ifa gave X and Y advice to people. But Ifa is talking about people because of love and jealousy, right? Because when you talk about love, people can be jealous. Either they're jealous of their lover or they're jealous of other people are jealous of the love that you have with somebody else. You know, all of these kind of things that make, you know, people have like some serious issues. Okay? And here in Iwori Ika, Ifa is saying that the person in the love relationship could die. Death of this person can come due to jealousy or because they themselves want revenge for a lover that they had that is unfaithful. Okay? So they're warning the person in this or with this or do to avoid tragedy and not to be revengeful, not to let the jealousy overcome them because they could be the one that end up dying in the relationship, you know. It's that when they seek revenge and they can't control their jealousy. And you know, with every you do, when Ifa identifies a problem, Ifa also give you a result, a way to handle that problem through what, you know, we call Ebo. So you always have to do the Ebo to avoid whatever calamity or even to receive whatever blessing Ifa is having for you. So hey, any worry, Kai said, don't let jealousy, you know, take you over. Don't let jealousy take you over where, you know, you want to inflict harm or revenge on somebody, even of your own lover. You might want to even harm your own lover. Next thing you know, you end up being the one getting harmed. You know, you end up being the one being killed because, you know, you go after your unfaithful lover. And, you know, it's a sad thing, you know, because sometimes even when Ifa talks, we always think something can be unfair. Oh, Ifa is so unfair to me. Oh, he's the one that's cheating. He's the one that's doing all of this. But why am I suffering the consequences of it? But you see, you would have to leave everything in the hands of Ifa. Okay? Leave everything in the hands of Ifa, and then you'll be able to help yourself out. Don't take revenge. Don't exact revenge. Okay? All right, I hope y'all got that message. Yeah, mm-hmm. Giving thanks and praises, yeah, okay. So here we have Ikaiwari. Let's go on to another Odo here now. You see, if when I say Ikaiwari. Uh-oh, I pull up something on my page here. Okay, let's go to... I am going to jump around a little bit. I think this one was very important to talk about here in Oyekumeji, okay? So, you know, we're going to go and talk about this Odo in Oyekumeji, right? Oyekumeji is talking about a woman, right? And the woman... let me bring it down a little bit. All right. So the woman is in love, right? But she has a dominating personality. Oh, my goodness. You know, the woman has a dominating personality, and she is going to harm or be obsessed with another woman. Oh, yeah. And eventually, this person is going to physically abuse this other person. Like, it could even be you know, a woman that, you know, and Ifa, we don't too much like to speculate because we want to let Ifa give us the answers because Ifa knows best, right? Ifa words never fall to the floor. So this dominating woman, she wants to abuse the other woman who is an older woman, or even the man that she's with that is an older man. She wants to abuse that person and fight with those people. So maybe it might be a situation, and I'm speculating again, but I'm just trying to draw up in my mind where something like that could naturally happen. For example, a man that has more than one wife, okay? And you know, in the Yoruba tradition, we have a lot of that, where the men have more than one wife, right? And you know, when women get together, you know, I don't know, as nice as we act to each other, sometimes there's confusion. Sometimes there's jealousy and there's envy. So the older woman, the younger woman wants to dominate the older woman, or even the older man. So she married an older man and he had a first wife, and she's his second wife or third wife or whatever. But she comes in and she wants to dominate everybody. And she also likes to drink a lot and acts a little crazy. Now, you see, I don't know if this is somebody who they themselves is not in Ifa. So when Ifa says these things, it makes you start to think now, you know, what does the person have or don't have that make them act a certain way? Because, you know, Ifa brings and puts mandates on all of us, right? Ifa puts mandates on us, you know, do's and don'ts, taboos, things that we shouldn't do. Like for me, I have the, you know, taboo, you know, not to drink alcohol and stuff like that. And, you know, me, myself, I have a little aggressive nature. I know, you know, I have that male spirit inside of me, you know, that, you know, very dominant type of woman. But it talk about when this woman gets crazy, right? She acts stubborn, okay? And she makes arguments constantly between the two older people who are together. And Ifa is warning the man or the older woman that come and have this scenario going on in their life, that this woman can make their life miserable, okay? You know, sometimes men just see women, and I've experienced this in Ifa with some of the Ifa priests, some of the awos, that they will see a woman and they like her so much, and then they want that woman and they get, you know, something going on with them and that woman. They get involved without even asking Ifa if they're supposed to get involved with that person. Okay? And then the woman might not be as synchronized, or she might be sanctioned by Ifa to be in this relationship, and then a whole fiasco comes. I've witnessed, you know, and I'm not saying witness, but first-hand information where awos were married, were living with a woman and practicing Ifa in the home of this woman, and this woman got angry, threw the awo out, and threw out his Ifa, you see? So, you know, who's going to suffer the consequences of that? The crazy woman that don't know better, or the awo, or both? You know, so the awards definitely have to do this thing. And then another thing I like to point out, because when we're talking about love, you know, people, and especially with the priests, you know that, okay, I want this woman, I can go and do a ritual to have this woman. And then they go do they make a focus sacrifice, and next thing you know, the woman is dead. Okay? And I'm not trying to cut in any any babalawos sweet romance or whatever they want to have, or whatever reason they want to be with a woman. But there are people that do that. People that tie you. Okay? Bind you. Okay? To the ifa without even getting the agreement from you, the human being, in the first place. You know, because I've had owls, you know, in my younger days, coming up with Orisha, whatever, you know, and the owls telling me, oh, you first said you are my wife. I'm like, what? I say, you know, you didn't even ask me. I don't like you like that. You see what I mean? So you will have things happening like that. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, you're deadly in love with a person. You didn't even know how you come to be in love with a person. So even the awards have to be strict in following, you know, in using their discernment, not to use ifa for their own selfish gain, their own selfish gain. Because then you see something like what happened with the woman there, that threw her living, quote-unquote, husband, because, you know, some of the awards like to say, oh, you are my wife, but they didn't marry you one day yet. They marry you in front of the ancestors. They didn't even marry you in front of Richard. They definitely marry you in the court. But, you know, they're talking about, oh, you are my wife. You know? And I would tell them, no. How can I be? Well, nobody asked me. You know what I mean? So that's part of it right there. Nobody asked the question, okay? Nobody asked the question. All right. So let's move on to another Odu. You're listening to True Talk with Ofeofe. We are live on Block Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook. And, you know, you can call in to Block Talk Radio show and raise your hand when you, oh, wow. See, somebody already raised their hand. Oh, my goodness. Let me bring on somebody. Somebody done raised their hand. All right. Area code 917, you're on the air with True Talk with Ofeofe.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
My name is Ashio, and can I ask a question?
You want to ask a question concerning what we're talking about?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just trying to get somebody else's, you know, point of view, so to speak.
Okay. So you want to get somebody's point of view about your question. So let me hear your question.
I'm sorry. I have two. I'm trying to figure out which one I should ask. Just my love life. My question. My
love
life. I'm single. You know, I'm looking, and I have somebody from my past. Somebody from my past, an ex of mine. We came back last year. We were trying to get back into my life, but I'm not interested.
Okay, you're trying to get back with your ex, or they're trying to get back with you.
Yeah, and I'm not interested.
Uh-huh.
I finally about a week ago, I finally just blocked everything, blocked the numbers, you know, because I've tried to be cordial, it didn't work. You know, I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, so you don't want to get back with your ex. You don't want to get back. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I want new. No, brand new.
Okay, you want something new. Well, you know, maybe it's time for you to have a change. But the thing about it is, true ifa, which, you know, some call a divination system, you get to know things that is going on in the background about yourself, especially with issues like even with love. Because that person, maybe you instinctively feel, well, you need somebody new in your life, or maybe you're just basing it on your past with this person, and also, you know, influence some other people as well. But the best thing to do is to get a reading to find out, well, are you making the right choices? If, you know, you going forward is the right thing, and what do you need to do to be able to meet this new person that you want to meet? Because that might be a question that you have for ifa, you see? So it's always good to get a reading, yeah, to find out these things. Because this is, you're talking about your life, right? That's your life, you know? Especially when you're bringing somebody else in your life, or you want to accept something that In the beginning, it wasn't good at all. Just like the Odu I just spoke about, the sign, the divination sign. We call Odu in the West African persuasion, the Yoruba people call it Odu, and the practice is called Ifa. So when in Ifa, it tells you, it gives you advice on several things concerning your life. So when the person meets somebody that makes them miserable, sometimes you want to know that ahead of time that this person is going to make me miserable, so I don't want to be with that person. You see?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to give my number.
I'm going to give my number in the end in case you want to call and get a reading. You can do that. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I appreciate it.
I'm going to announce it. I'll announce it right now so you can write it down. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you. You're welcome. Okay? So now, okay, my number is area code 786-325-5239. And you can call me any day during the week, except Saturday and Sunday when I'm doing something like this, any time from 12:30 in the afternoon until 6:30 in the evening. Okay? And you get me, and then we can talk from there. Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. Give thanks, people. How you are doing, you Facebook Live people? I love y'all too, you know. So we're talking about Odu Ifa and perspectives on love. Love and lovers. Ooh, buddy. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. So now we're going, and we're kind of jumping around a little bit, but we're on now Oyeku Obara. All right. Let me go back up to Oyeku Obara. Mm-hmm. And hear what Oyeku Obara has to say. Come on, Oyeku Obara. Okay, boom, boom, boom. There we go. Oyeku Obara. It's a... let me see this Oyeku Obara. Oh, shoot. Oh, again, on Oyeku Owani. Owani. Oyeku Obara. Okay, let's talk. Let's go to Oyeku Owani, right? You know, this pertaining to what the gentleman was just talking about, you know, and how I answered him in terms of his past lover that he don't want to, you know, go back, even though the lover trying to make a reconnection. Oh, boy, I know about those experiences. Sometimes you're trying and there are other forces that are involved, okay? Other forces, like, for example, your ancestors. Okay, like, for example, your destiny that you may not even know about. Maybe your destiny don't include you having to deal with that person, or it does. It could go both ways, you know. So you have other forces that are involved in how you meet people and how you get on with people and who's going to be in your life and for what length of time they're going to be in your life and all of this type of stuff. And this is aside from moral, your own moral judgments or, you know, your immoral judgments that people make, you know, because, you know, it's interesting. But so Oyeku Owari is saying that they're talking to a man and they say that you're fighting with a woman, but Ifa is urging you to stop arguing with her so that you don't lose the good luck that you have. You see, this Ifa says that the man or the woman has another lover. It could be that the man has another lover, and that's why the arguments and the fights are always going on. the arguments, the fight, and then it could even end in bloodshed. It could even be the arguments over confrontation over who is the legitimate spouse, who is the first wife. In the case of the Yoruba, it meant that, you know, that are into polygamy, who is entitled, is the baby mama entitled more than the woman you married, and, you know, or who is entitled to something, yeah? So it could be all of this that's going on. And so the whole thing is about a lover, another lover. The person has another lover, and the spouse is like, listen, but, okay, I am your wife, ho, you know? And there could even be arguments, a fight, bloodshed. The police could come, okay? Okay? So Eva is warning you not to do that. In the first place, you say, you had good luck with the woman that you called your spouse. Now you have a lover and you want to push that lady on the side. And guess what? You're pushing your good luck on the side too. That's what Eva's telling you. So the young man that called in just now, you need to really get a reading and get some inside spiritual advice. You know, in the spiritual world has all the 411, all the information, buddy, all the 411 of any 911, any emergency you're having in your life where you're at a crossroads and you're trying to make a decision about something or someone, right? And even sometimes our heart says no, and Ifa says, our heart says yes, and Ifa says hell no, you know? Okay? So we got to pay attention to that, right? Okay. My thing keeps jumping around, so I'm going to go ahead with the jump around thing. And I'm going to catch you and harm you. Now they're talking to the woman, right? Because they're telling the woman, oh, wow, I got the, it's a fruit fly trying to go in my nose or something. I got sweetness in my nose. I don't know. okay. So in Odu, here, Odu. Odu. Oh, are we really jumping around here? In Odu. Obe Irete, Obe Irete, Ifa is warning the person, don't be hard-headed in listening to what Ifa is saying. Now, you see, I'm reading these Odus, and, you know, we're talking about these Odus in a kind of flip-flop motion in no real order, but they look like they're connecting to each other to me, you know what I mean? So it's saying, you know, don't be hard-headed. And when Ifa is trying to tell you something and in the advice that you're getting, and then you do something else because it's going to be difficult, especially the advice you're getting about love. And, of course, it's the kind of love that when not just Ifa is telling you, but the people that love you are telling you, sister girl, don't go there. You feel like you love this guy, but he is no good for you, you know? And to verify it, you just, O'Neal, Alafia Shani, how are you, son? Wow. Hey, God man, be good, okay? Mm-hmm. So here now, if I was talking about two in the same Odo, all right, Obeyrete, a woman who gets caught in a love triangle with two men. Be careful, okay? Obeyrete, I know some people out there have that sign, have that Odo, and sometimes people don't know enough about the Odo, so they do some stuff, okay? So Obeyrete, it's telling the woman, you're in a love triangle, you got two men going on with, it say one of them can kill you. If you have a husband, avoid arguing with your husband because he could kill you. Okay? And we sometimes take Ifa's words as like, you know, whatever Ifa said or whatever, without any respect for what Ifa is telling us. And next thing you know, you in that same trap. Yes, O'Neill, I know, man. Yeah, big war, big war. Okay? Big war. Yes, I miss you too. I miss you too. But we're going to talk, okay? Because every time have a season and a reason. Yeah? Okay? Every time have a season and a reason. All right. So I hope y'all got that warning from Irete. I mean, obey it, okay? Okay, let's go to, Oyekomeji again. Okay, Nadi Oyekomeji. Let's go to the other one here now. Let's go to, yeah, because we did Oyeku Meji first. Let's go to, this is Oyeku Obe, right? Okay, let's talk about the advent of loneliness. Why, how loneliness or the needing of love. This is Oyeku Obe. How the needing of to be loved or wanting to be loved can, you know, turn around and give you a physical ailment, an actual ailment where you have to get medical attention. Ifa is talking about the person who actually has a hole inside of their heart, okay, that this person has never been loved by anyone in their life. And they themselves are insensitive to the other people, their pain, like what they don't feel what other people are going through, even the people that are in love. I mean, love can kill and love can cure, and that's the truth. Love can even make a rich man poor. You know, my aunt used to, my great aunt used to sing that song all the time. She used to sing that song to me all the time, you know, because I guess she knew that that's one of my trials in life. The love trial, okay? That's why Oshun Yeye is my Orisha. She's the love goddess, okay? Okay, you know, I'm rocking, you know, yeah, but, you know, Oshun the love goddess. She's my Yeye too, you know, so, hey. She's my Yeye too. She keeps me more centered and motherly, you know, especially at my age, you know. I got to be motherly, you know. I ain't into the love, I love you thing, you know. I'm not into that so much, no more, you know, okay? So let's go on. So beware of what the Odus are telling you, people. Beware. Listen to the advice that Ifa is giving concerning these issues with love. Okay, so we're going to go and talk now about, we're going to Odua Odimeji. So we're at Odimeji. And Ifa speaks of marriage, right? Where it's talking about marriage with twins, marriage between brother and sister, marriage between cousins. And that's because you don't know, some of them don't know that these people are related. You know, in the islands, we talk about that all the time. We, you know, a lot of our forefathers came from, you know, our grandparents, some of us great-grandparents and stuff, come from a different island. And they say, well, when you go there, don't get nobody from there. The most likelihood they're related, okay? Don't marry nobody from there. I mean, I even saw a skit on Facebook where a man and a woman loved each other. They lived on different islands, and they used to go and visit each other all the time, right? So one day, the man pops up to the woman's house, and she say, "Oh, babes, I'm just thinking about you and everything." And he say, "Yeah, that's why I pop up. You know, I wanted to see you, but, you know, I have to be, this my weekend to come see you, but I have to be at a funeral in the other island," right? So he telling her, they talking about the funeral. So she asked him, "Well, who died?" You know, he said a name. He said, so she said, "Okay." Like, you know, all of a sudden she like, "Okay, I know that," you know. She said, "Because I was planning on going to a funeral too, so everything worked out. Come to find out, both of them had different names. Both of them had the same father." Okay, didn't know. So anyway, the skit ended up with them running in the bathroom, one calling for the bleach to bleach out the to bleach the skit, and the other one, you know, trying to pour something in his mouth, and like, he's like, "Oh my God, I sleep with my sister." You understand? So these things can happen. So Eva is warning that in this Odu, Obara D, yeah, to be careful, okay? You got to take paternity tests, or because you could fall in love with your family member. Okay? If I warn us about a lot of things, you got to be careful. You could fall in love with your family member, and then you get a baby, then next thing the baby challenged physically, mentally, or whatever, the baby, because you know how that'll be when you're close, you can get deformities in your children. Anomalies that make you like, you know, something happen to the child. You know? You see? So you gotta be careful. Okay? You got to be so careful, okay? Don't do that. Don't go there, because then, you know, you're going to find out, ooh, you made the wrong decision. Okay. Oh, my goodness. This person keep calling me. Is there an emergency? Oh, please. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to text them back again. All right. There we go. So you're listening to True Talks with Ofeo Fe, and we're talking about Odu Ifa perspectives on love and lovers. Okay, this is a part two, a follow-up, where we're talking more about male and female interaction, more so than platonic love, more so than the love for, you know, like, universal love or unconditional love. We're actually talking about, you know, the kissy kissy lovey dovey and all the stuff that comes with that, the jealousy, the envy, the anger, you know, all of this stuff. Okay. Due to poor wireless connection, what's going on? I lost my Facebook Live people. I'm not going off there like that. Why are you, what's going on? Okay, Facebook, we still on? We still on, because my connection interrupted for a minute. All right, so we're moving it along, okay? So that marrying each other business, woo, buddy, you don't want to go there, buddy. You don't want to go there. Okay, even on my computer, I had a problem with the connection. What's going on here? Okay. All right, let's move down. We had an interruption now here at the house with a connection. Okay, this one talks about love binding. Woo! Hey! Y'all be careful if I'm talking about love binding, y'all. Especially for the spiritual people. I know about love binding. I was in one, okay? I know that is most hardest thing to break. Because a person could be, you know, I don't want to badmouth anybody, but a person could be very, like, not such a, and then next thing you know, you lock in with them. Oh, my God. That's why I myself don't do love binding spells with people. Okay, don't come and tell me, oh, mama, I love that man so much. I want him, but he married. I'm like, oh, yeah? No. I don't care how much you love him. You better leave him alone. Okay? So, in Obeobara is where Ifa talks about love binding, where the secrets of love binding kind of began, or where they you can find them. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I might, whoever got this Odu, you know, I got this Odu. No, I don't have Obara, Obara. I have Obara Obe with Eshu. You know, Eshu like paying chicks on people. Okay, so there we go on some more here. All right. This is Oyeku Okanra. Oyeku Okanra. Ashe, hi, everybody. Thank you all for listening, you know. Oyeku Okanra, and there's my Facebook Live people. We're on Facebook Live, and we're also on Block Talk Radio talking about Odu Ifa Perspectives on Love, and this is a part two. So in Oyeku Okanra, Ifa is talking about there's a woman who is, you know, she's with child, right? But she does not, the child that she's carrying does not belong to her husband or her lover. Oh, girlfriend is scandalous. She got a husband. She got a lover. Now she's pregnant, right? And the child is neither the husband or the wife. I mean, or the lover child. Oh, my God. And then, you know, people, you know, you got women that keep things like that a secret. You know, but Ifa know everybody's secret. You know what I mean? So you go there now. Next thing you know, the baby comes. But that, sometimes people get killed for doing stuff like that. The baby comes. You know, you get the mothers, the aunties, and everybody looking at the child like, but that don't look like O'Neal to me. That baby don't look like nobody in the family. Oh, my God. Then all you need is one of them people to come and, like, start scrutinizing the child. You say, but he don't have the bone like all this other one. Have and he don't have. And then, boom, she busts it. Okay? But chances are, you know, two, she can get away with it. She would get away, especially if she's not in the Ifa. Right? Okay? So you got to be careful. It's drama, but it's real life drama. One of my watchers on Facebook Live say it's drama. It's real life drama. And that's what people are thinking, that, you know, Ifa don't have the 411 in you, but Ifa got a 411, you know, everything that people going on, even the people who, like, you know, they busy having children with their family member and don't know that it's their family member. Some of them even know and still do it. That's the problem. And it happens more often than we like. And that's the business, man. That's the business right there. That's the business. So that was Oyeku Obara, right? Okay. Let me see here where we're going here now. Okay, let's go here. Go down one. Okay. So we have next is Oyeku Ogunda, right? And Oyeku Ogunda is talking about that people, the person And this is a love, like love, when people love things, right? Whatever they love, you know, like for instance, people love to talk. People love gossip, right? So it's saying that the person needs to do ever have ritual work done to liberate themselves from the negative gossip that people is talking all over about them, about so that their good fortune would stay with them and the bad things that people are wanting to happen would go away. Even people, if you do good, people talk about you. Say, oh, she thinks she, you know, Miss Ophelia, like, you know, they like to curse me, you know. But, you know, she thinks she know about Ifa. Who qualified her to talk about Ifa? What this and what that? But don't worry. Don't worry about it. You want to talk about Ifa, talk about Ifa. You know what I mean? That's your business. And then Ifa will deal with you how Ifa deal with you, period. You know? So in any event, that means Ifa deal with me how Ifa deal with me. Right? Okay? So we're going on. We're moving on here now. We're into... this is Odu Oyeku Ka. Did we do Oyeku before? Anyway, it says the person is fighting with someone else's lover because they want a possession of something that lover has. That they want the other person out of the way. Imagine the lover, not even your lover, but you're in a fight with them. What the hell? I mean, people are, this is the stuff that happened with people. You know, I just had somebody not the other day call complaining to me that somebody that quote unquote is supposed to be my love of my life, they're complaining this person to me. I'm like, why are you arguing with them? That's my job, right? Okay? There's no reason for you to argue with them. You don't want them to do you anything or say anything, just block them. That's not your responsibility as a lover to argue, right? So nobody else, if that's your lover, why are you in an argument with somebody else's lover? No, that's wrong. That's not good to do. I mean, you want the responsibility of being the lover, and, you know, sometimes that responsibility is not quite pretty, right? It's not pretty at all, you know? So we're going on now to Oyeku Ogunda, okay? Oh, no, this is the one that we just went through. Oyeku Ogunda, okay? It's very interesting because here you go now. Okay, let's move this down a little bit. Okay. Hi, buddy. You're listening to True Talk to the Faith Fan. No, let me see. Block Talk, are you with me, guys? Are you with me? All right. Are you with me? You're here steady with me. Very good. All right, if you need to speak to the host, you press 1, and, you know, I will cue you in, all right? Press 1 to speak to the host, and then you can have your say. So now, we're moving it on. Okay, we had Oyeku Ogunda. Come on, let me see you, baby. Let me see you. Okay. Ooh, Lord. I don't know how you all enjoying this discussion. Let me know. Anybody have any comments? Maybe Paul say it's just, you know, stuff like this happen a lot, you know? Okay. Oh, boy, here we go again. We got a little interaction. Hang in there, people. Hang in there. I'm trying to reconnect. I don't know why the internet is carrying on and giving me a hard time here today. Okay. On Blog Talk. Okay, you guys are with me. Great. So here it's saying that in this Odu, this is Oyeko Kanra, you know, where the person has another lover, and you know, they just cheating all day long. And Eva is talking a lot about these things because people have the tendency, you know, to move without moral judgment. And you know, when it comes to things like sex and intimacy, you have people have a hard time saying no. Okay, they have a hard time saying no. Even it could mean they can lose their life, and it seems like they can't like deny themselves, you know, the pleasure out of whatever they get out of, you know, cheating and stuff like that. Okay? And that's where, you know, where you see you have all these problems, you know? You know, it's a sad thing. But, you know, this is what happens. Okay? This is what happens. Okay? So we're moving it along. We're listening to True Talks with Ofei Ofei. And our topic is Odu Ifa, Perspectives on Love, Part 2. All right? And we're going down here. You know, we're not going to get to the 277 entries of Ifa, 277 and 287 entries of Ifa that speak about love in Ifa, but we're going to try go to as many as we can in this time. And of course, if you have questions, then you raise your hand and we will bring you on. Okay. Okay. So we're down to this Odu now, Oyeku Oshie. Mm-hmm. Okay. There we talk about family members that are in love with your husband. In particular, you're talking about the sister of your family, which is your family. Your sister, the woman, is in love with your husband, or your brother is in love with your wife. Ooh, boy, see? Oh. And then when you look at love, can you really tell somebody who's in love, or is it lust that we're talking about? You know, when it comes down to intimacy, we call it love, but maybe it's just lust, baby. You know, we call it love, but it could be just lust, you see. So again, in Oyeku Oshie, Ifa warns us about not being egotistical in a love relationship or having like, you know, because you could, you know, go on like you got, you know, something like what they call the chip on your shoulder, because then you're going to have losses, okay? Don't be like, you know, you the man and, you know, you don't care if the woman, if, you know, you don't deal with the woman the right way or the other one, you know, yeah, you know, because you the husband, you the wife, and you don't think nobody else can come in there and sneak and get in there and win your husband and wife away from you. Because you're egotistical, right? So Ifa is warning you about that. And with every warning Ifa gave you, I tell you, if it's a paramount problem, Ifa has the Odu and a remedy to fix it. Okay? So, you know, you don't get your hair chopped off when you cheat and all of this type of stuff. You don't get shot up, you know, like how some of these murder suicides, and, you know, even like during the COVID, you know, a lot of the crime rate, the murder suicide rate for the quote unquote what they call black people, you know, the people of color, the dark skinned people, the melanated people, you know, I'm trying to get away from that word black, but the minute, you know, it went up, you know, like what happened? We can't stand each other. What's really going on? You know, but I guess the close stuff when you couldn't be running out going to try to cheat with somebody, you don't want to get the COVID. So it took the COVID to make people They say the COVID to make people don't cheat as much, but then they went to killing. You know what I mean? So my brother O'Neill says sex is a sacred exchange on certain levels. It can't just be had with just any and everybody. If everybody thought like that, oh no, you know, there would be no more cheating. You know, they're saying that no more wars, something, you know, if everybody just live in peace and happiness, there would be no more war. But people cheat. They cheat and they cheat. And a lot of them don't understand the transfer of spiritual energy when you have sex. You know, you have sex with somebody who ain't spiritually right, they ain't compatible with you. You don't pick up some nasty egg wound, you know, take away through the exchange some of their, what we call EB, their, you know, Ashe Wo, and you don't pick up their Osobo, whatever you want to call it, and you don't get it up in yourself now. Okay. Patata, how are you? Nice listening. Okay. We're talking about love in terms of the Odunza Vifa. Ashe, peace and love to you too. Mm-hmm. So here now, in this sign, which sign are we talking about here now? We're talking about Iwori Meji. And Iwori Meji is telling us, go down, baby, go down, go big. Iwori Meji is telling us basically what my brother Omi was just saying about love being sacred, right? Hear what Iwori is saying to us now. Oh, boy, I tell you, Ifa is awesome. Iwori Meji is saying that in love, you got to really be distrustful. You know, when you give it somebody and you think, you know, you just can't be with anybody. Okay? Basically, that's the same thing. You see, the children of this sign are, even in themselves too, they're very distrustful, right? And because they're very distrustful and they don't like to just love any and anyone, especially the male. They have to be very careful with a woman, you know. She might look like a wow on the outside, but then on the inside, she's carrying something that can put you in a box. You understand? Okay? So you got to be very careful, right? Okay? Be careful. You know? I know, you know, you got spiritual love making and all of this type of stuff. Y'all need to learn that. You know, where you don't actually have to have no human contact. You know, you say, you know, they say make love to the mind first before you make love to the body. Okay. So we're going on down, coming on down here. And we're on Odu. We're on Odu Iwori Obe. Right? Uh-oh, go down. Iwori Obe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my finger moves too fast. Right? Okay, Iwori Obe. Here we go again. Is talking to the person saying, listen, you and your spouse are each having an affair. He's cheating and she's cheating too. But one of the lovers of you, the husband, listen, the husband, is doing witchcraft to you, bro. Okay? She done fixed up her, you know what, her nunu. She fixed up her nunu. And next thing you know, you having an affair because of witchcraft. And in order to take him, she did a witchcraft so she can take the man over permanently from his wife, okay, even though she's cheating too now, okay? And in this case, too, if I am telling you that you were already told to do the Ebo, to do Ebo, yet you haven't performed the Ebo, okay? So you're caught between a rock and a hard place with this woman that has juju you. You know, she's put that woo on you, you know? She put the woo on you, and that's why you're cheating. You're not even cheating for any other reason. Oh, boy, oh. Yeah, buddy, we in trouble. You're listening to True Talks with Ofeofe, and we're talking about Odu Perspectives on Love, right? Odu Ifa Perspectives on Love. So we're here on Iwori, Iwosu. Okay. Now, this is talking about the person who is loving the material world. They love the material world so much, but they need to come down and bring their heads out of the clouds and come down and know what is the real value in the world, okay? Because people don't know how to tell, like, what's really important to love and what not to love, you know? So people love things, or people are falling in love. Just like I was mentioning that Osadi, they talk about people having the tendency to exploit each other, okay, because they just want something from you, okay? They ain't really love you, but, you know, they're going to say they love you, but they just want something from you, okay? So the Ifa is here advising this person in Iwori Irosun to, you know, bring yourself back to earth and really know what is important, if the people are important or the material things are important, okay? Because here you can find that you are being used, or you're with a person that is using you. Okay? I'm telling you, see? You know, you're with your person, and then you always have it where they're arguing with you after they done run up the bills, and then they want you, the husband or the wife, to pay the bills after they done took the money and squandered it doing whatever they're doing. Having fun, whatever, probably cheating with you, you know, using your money to, you know, attract other people, okay? And then got you in trouble. This is what goes on, buddy. This is some of what's going on. So in Iwori Ogunda, you better you playing out, see, this two-lover thing. A lot of people do that thing, you know, and some people think it's okay. Some people think it's okay to get two lovers, you know. At one point, my egun was telling me, listen, you can have two husbands. You have one in Africa and one here in America. That would be okay. And I'm like, isn't that illegal? And they said, no, it's not illegal. That's why you say you can do it if you want to. Anyway, this person is saying, in this sign, this is saying that they have two lovers. So you got to be careful again that the man does not kill you for having another man. And they said you had another man before this one, and with this man, you are not married. Okay? Okay? Boy, I mean, you know, you don't have nothing on papers, but, you know, you're entitled to nothing. But when the man catches you, he shoots you. Oh, wow. I telling you, this is interesting. Okay, we're moving along. So we're talking about now, we're talking... This Odu is, uh, Lazaro and Egbe and Ifa will let you know what's going on with me. Oh, Lazaro, who is Lazaro? We are talking about Omolu, Babaluaye. Babaluaye, you're talking about Omolu, Baba Omolu. Ashe, love you, Alashe. Love you too. Okay. Buddy. Okay. Oh my God. Here now, if I talking in the Warrior Tour poem, the Warrior Tour poem, that the woman has fell in love with her best friend's husband. Oh, buddy. Now, you see, when these things happen, sometimes it don't entirely be the woman's fault. Sometimes it's the man running after the woman or wanting another woman. Actually, I understand you when you said Lazaro. Yeah. You know? Lazaro, yeah. Okay. You know, that's what the Lukumi call Omolu. They call him Saint Lazarus, right? Mhm. Okay. And then we have here in Odu, the warrior to a point where the person has only fallen in love once in their life. And even though they've fallen in love once, they want to fall in love again. And, you know, if you ever fall in love, count yourself lucky. I don't know, you know, lucky, because it's not easy to fall in love with people, especially when you start seeing, like, all their faults and other stuff, you know. That's why falling in love is different from loving somebody. To fall in love is, like, almost like you're, you know, something happened to you miraculously, and you don't even know why you love the person, because they could be the worst person in the world, but you love them. Oh, my God. That's all. You know? So, so here now, in this Odu, Iwori Turupon, we're talking about the person fell in love once in their life, but they have such a strong character, and it's the cause that they always, you know, they would have disastrous relationships in the future too. Even disastrous relationships in their family, that they can't get along with anyone. Okay? But what happens is they end up being the one that suffers the most when these relationships broke apart. Okay? So, you know, you got, you know, all of these things are issues that Ifa talk about. And even in that sign, Iwariyo to upon, Ifa urges the person to receive Orisha, to get involved with Orisha and Ifa, okay, to have them, to have love for people, love for their children, and love for their siblings, okay, and to help them overcome any sibling rivalry that they're having, okay. That's Iwariyo to upon, people. All right, that's very good. All right, moving it along, people, we're moving it along. All right, okay, so we got now talking to Warrior Tura, and it said, you are going to have an unpleasant experience caused by a pregnant woman. This woman is in love with you. And, okay, so, is this a man they're talking to? And there are two other women that complain that you don't attend to their needs as you should. So basically, if I'm talking to a man who, you know, it seems like he's like some kind of womanizer now, you know. You have a pregnant woman mad with him. You got two others that saying, hey, you don't do jack for me, you know what I mean? And, you know, I don't know if I need to do something with him, buddy. Turn his head around, you know. He sounds like he needs one of them Cuban Palo Rompimentos, you know, breaking on, you know, break off the energy, you know, Rompe Cabeza, you know, change his head around because, you're going around just being a, and I think really that people, when they're into Ifa, they get, you know, they walk in Ifa, they're supposed to develop into being a better person. But a lot of people don't take advantage of that benefit. They just think Ifa is like a magic wand or something, you know? Okay? They think Ifa is a magic wand that you can just wave and, you know, and the Orisha will do whatever you request. Okay? This one is interesting. Iwori Oshay. Wait a second. The woman with this sign is in love with herself. Even though she has two men, and neither one of them will be her husband. Okay? The spirit say, stop admiring. If I say, stop admiring yourself in the mirror so much. And don't allow anyone to use your personal items that belong to you, because it could cause you to end up being with an ugly man. Oh God. I'm like, what? Oh man. Whose money is very beautiful. The man ugly, but he got beautiful money. Ooh, he got beautiful money. Like I see, you know, a lot of them rappers and everything. You know, some of them ain't too nice looking, you know, like what that one name, Flavor Flav got women dropping their drawers and competing on a show to be with him. Why? Because he got the bling bling. He got the money. You know, what's to say about people, you know? So, you know, you can't be, you know, you're in love with yourself, okay? Yeah, she get the woman, if I is wanting the woman, you know, in Iwori Oshé, to beware of the difference between loving things and loving people. Okay, here in Iwori Oshé again, if I is talking about the person that loves to gamble, but they are unlucky. Why are you gambling? You're unlucky, okay? So they, if I tell them it would be better if you give up on this vice, because you could end up losing everything. You know, you love gambling, yeah, because, you know, we love not just people, we love things very much. Oh boy, the woman always in love with a man that is not hers. Wow. Why the woman always in love with a man that is not hers? Why? Okay, this is, you know, Odimejin, you know, the woman in love with a man that is not hers, okay? And what else is Ifa saying about this here now? So the man is not hers, right? Or the man is not in the same status as her. The same social plane. That's like the babalawos that go and marry women that don't know anything about Ifa. Okay? And then when the woman asserts her authority as a wife, just a plain wife and not the wife of the Orisha, not the wife of Oromila, like an Apetibi or something, then big problem. That's how that one babalawo got, you know, himself kicked out. Okay, I'm not going to tell you what happened to the girlfriend, but yeah, you know, she kicked him and threw his Ifa outside. Oh my God, please, who's to blame, you know? You never know, but the consequences were dire, I can tell you that. So the person is not in the same plane of the same social, you know, group. And they say when you help this man, you will see that he is ungrateful. He's telling the woman to receive her kufa, you know, receive her first hand of ifa. Ah, yeah, boy, let me tell you. Hey. So, Odi Meji, if I say, here is where sign talk about arrogance, a person who is finicky, and they are willing to do anything in order to achieve their aims. They are deceitful in love, and they gossip, but they possess something special that helps them to go in the face of all adversity and triumph. Hey, interesting. They say they don't like to talk about love. They rather, you know, they hide money. Woo, buddy, oh, the Meji, what are you doing? Under the bed, the safety deposit box. Anyway, and Eva is talking about, Lord, only Meji can betray you so very easily. That is why you should not confide too many secrets in them. You know anybody, Odi Meji, yeah, I'll just give you a secret for yourself. Okay, don't let them become your enemy because they can be very malicious and will not rest until they see the enemy is completely destroyed. Ooh, buddy, Odi Meji, I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you. I ain't need nobody tell me that Odi Meji, I'm going to say, Odi Meji. The crossroads. Yeah, don't mind me, you know. I like to joke around. Anyway, so you're listening to True Talk with Ofe, and we're discussing Odu Ifa perspectives on love. Okay? So we're trying to get through more of these 270 something entries of Ifa, of the word love in Ifa. Ifa is awesome. Okay, Block Talk Radio, you're with me. Today we had a class on the ancestors, and it was awesome. You know, it was real awesome. And we plan to have more classes. Our next class is going to be about Ori. You know, your first Orisha, you know, your Ori, you know. Ooh, you know what I do this? I feel so good. Mm-hmm. The prayerful Ori. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the only place on my body that when I touch it myself, I feel like I'm being touched by somebody else. You know, even if you rub your leg, your hand, it don't feel the way like if somebody else rub your leg or your hand. But when you do your head, you can feel like maybe somebody else is rubbing it, you know? All right, Ori. Let me put you up here. Okay, so here we go. Now we're talking, we're on Odu's, Neferefun Odi Oyeko. Odi Oyeko says, take, interesting. He's always giving a stern proclamation or warning against people that take advantage of the person that abandons their family and their time-tested friends, okay? People who you and them have been friends forever, over time you've been through many things, but you abandon them and you pick up a stranger, and this stranger is going to take advantage of him or her. It could be a man or a woman if he's talking to. And this person will die far away from ones that truly love them. Okay? Okay? This person is capable of lying in order to save him or herself. plans, and they hide and into things, and they hide things and are into things that are none of his or her business. Ooh, if I sure told you, wherever you are, okay? Mm-hmm. Whoa. If I sure told you, buddy. Okay. I'll do that again. Everybody, I will be making notes. You're taking notes, somebody. Oh, my God. That was Odu. Iwori, Odi Iwori, right? No. That wasn't Odi Iwori. That was Odu Oyeko. Sorry, Odi Oyeko, right? Yeah, let me see. Just making sure that was Odi Oyeko, yeah? Go down a little bit. Yeah, Odio Yiku. Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Odio Yiku. And so now Odi Worry. Bring them on camera. Sis, wait, how you say your name? Sizes? Okay, sizes. Okay. This person is blind in, I'm not talking directly to you, Sizzle, right? Sizzle. Okay. This person is blind to his/her spouse, that his/her spouse have another lover. They don't know. They in the dark. Poor things, man. You know, sometimes people cover up. They have a lover, but they don't treat you badly. So you know how some people, they can't handle more than one person at a time, so they're always leaving the other person out. So that's what makes me always wonder, you know, how do the Yoruba do the polygamy thing? What is going on with the time spent from one wife to the other? You know, Bakala talks against that, you know. Obatala say, you know, you have one wife is enough. Because when you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're asking for a world of problems. Trust me. Okay? Yeah, you have asking for a world of problems, you know, when you have all these different wives and stuff. Ooh. Okay, this one ain't getting no attention. And if you're still, like, you know, proactive sexually, you know, next, this one wants to sleep with you tonight, but she got to wait till her night is maybe Wednesday night or Thursday night or whichever night, or then it rotate. But then when it rotate, she don't want to have sex no more. Time already passed. You. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. But a lot talks against that. But let's say, you know, you can't be a good head of your household when you have all these wives. Because you're not, somebody's getting shortchanged somewhere. Anyway. You know, you do what you do in your culture, you know what I'm saying? You do what you do. You know, where they, or the worry, where, you know, the Orisha and Ifa is different according to how, where you live to. You might live in certain places that allow certain things. You know, people here in the diaspora, you know, we live in a different place. You know, we can't do the polygamy thing, but, you know, people cheat, especially men, you know. Women cheat too, you know, but you can't do that, you know. Okay, so we're moving along. You listen to True Talks with Ofeofe, and we're talking, our topic is entitled Odu Ifa, Perspectives on Love, and this is part 2. Yeah, Omi, Olomo, how are you? Ashe Aburu Aboye Aboshise. What? Okay, yeah, we're talking about Odus and Ifa. Okay, what the different Odus saying about what's going on in Ifa. Okay, let's move it along, move it along. So what we got here now? Okay, what do we have here? It's very fun, Ashe. Woo! Okay. The Odu of love binding. Oh, wow. Odu of love binding, Ashe. Odu of love binding. Woo! This is Odu. Odu, you all soon. Odu of love binding. Wow. So I should be a love binding artist, you know. I have that Odu with Shango. My favorite one, Shango, Papa. But you talk about the sign speaking of mysticism and spirituality, Ifa of love binding, and where the person too is, might turn out to be a child of Olokun. You know, Olokun got a lot of secrets on deep down, you know, in the deep down waters. Popo Ire, Ashe, same to you, Ifa. Yeah, same to you. And then they need to work with Osine a lot, you know. Cause I guess, you know, you got to do some herb spells in order to do the love binding thing properly. Oh, yeah, be careful, you know. This love binding thing is something serious. Sometimes it's done without, you know, you don't want it, but it's done to you. You know? You might get end up getting the love binding thing being done to you, and you'd be like, oh, my God. Next thing you know, you're all tied up, and you wonder how you tied up. Okay, so here we have Odio Warren, and Odio Warren saying, how the godchild or the Omo Orisha, right? The Omo Ifa falls in love with Ifa and with Oromila based on the more they involve themselves doing chores. Listen, doing chores or spending time around Ifa when Ifa is being done. So she, and they're talking in particular a woman. So, you know, a lot of times we see the Afeti Bees, and we see the Afeti Bees being there taking the notes, you know, when the Babalawo is doing, you know, the divination for Ifa. And, you know, at the same time she's taking the notes, she is learning the Odus. She is learning. Okay, and it's saying here in this that she, the more she falls in love with Oromila is about based on the more chores she do when they're around Ifa. Okay, but they say sometimes this person can get upset because they say all I'm doing is chores, you know. Okay. And then they start talking because they don't want to be, they want to learn, but they don't realize that they're learning too. You understand? So it's a two-sided thing. At first, they don't realize that they're learning, but the more time they stay, they fall in love with Ifa. Okay? They fall in love with Ifa. Okay, we're trying to reconnect here, people. Trying to reconnect. Thank you. We reconnected. Yes. So the more time they spend with Ifa, they fall in love with Ifa. Whoa! Let me tell you all this story, okay? This is interesting, okay? And I'm going to let you all know because, you know, we have over time, you know, before Ifa was not Everybody now is writing about Ifa. It had a time you couldn't even see the Odus of Ifa. They wouldn't allow you as a woman to see the Odus of Ifa, especially in the Lukumi perspective. And even in the Yoruba traditional way, that's why we have many Babalawos and not Yanifas that are practicing Ifa these today. Because a lot of women had to go and do other things other than just go and study Ifa. Okay? You have, you know, the household to take care of and all of these things. So that's why we don't have as many Yanifas or, you know, Omo Awos that are female that are doing Ifa. Okay? So this story now is talking about the same Omo that is doing chores around Ifa, right? And she's loving Ifa from the chores. But in the beginning, she didn't like it at all. But not only does she love Ifa, this story is actually about Oromela and one of his Omos, right? So the woman began to fall in love with Oromela. This is how the story goes. This is not me, Yahweh saying it. I'm telling y'all how the story going. Okay? Okay? And Owami. Right? So, ay, boy, I tell you. Ain't easy, buddy. Ain't easy. Okay. So, Odi Owami saying, so the woman spending time with Oromela now, she not only began to love Ifa, she began to love Oromela himself. You know, she loved Oromela. This, you know, I'm telling you, last time I spoke, I told you all I had this dream that I went to heaven and Oromela was there, you know, handsome striking man. And he had the most beautiful bedroom ever, the most elaborately beautiful bed I ever seen, you know. So I'm looking around and seeing the bed, you know, I'm waltzing around, admiring the wood on the bed, the motif, you know, the colors and everything. And Oromela turned to say, you are my wife. That's what he said to me. I'm not like, I'm in the bedroom of Oromela. Woo, what's up? But here, in Odi Owari, it's saying, so the woman fall in love with Oromela now, okay? So after cleaning one day, you know, she wanted to take a shower and everything and go home, right? But she took the shower at Oromela house. And she said, okay, Oromela, you know, I've been working around. I'm just going to take a shower here and you know, and I'll be on my way. I'm going to go home, right? So she took the shower. When she finished taking the shower now, she decided now with her fresh, fast self to go lay down naked in Oromela's bed. So when this Omo came in, okay, this girl called Oromela. I mean, when all the other people had left that were working around Oromela, she called Oromela into his bedroom when he saw her naked. Guess what happened? It was on. He lost his head and slept with her. So after that act, Oromela regained his head and realized the terrible error he had just committed. Seeking to remedy what had went on, what did he do? He consulted Ifa, where he was instructed to do Ebo. After this, Oromela took the coconut, something with a coconut and the ebo, and placed it behind the front door for the next days when the person came, when the same Omo came and left. So anybody that come have to pass the coconut. So then Oromela took now and broke the coconut, according to the story, behind the door and threw away, you know, whatever was inside that was supposed to be thrown away. And that's how Oromela resolved that problem. So then that same one that was in his bed that he slept with never came back again to the house. Okay? Because that was like a downright violation right there, you know? And that's the talk about umos that want to be, you know, and I've had umos, you know, guys come to be talking about, yeah, yeah, I want to be with you. And they're like, what? Want to be with me? You want me to be a godmother or you want me to sleep with me? You can't be my man and still and you my godson. Ooh, abomination, ooh. My God, the Yoruba say, no, you can't do that. Okay? So, well, you know, so that don't happen. And that's why Oromila ran for away. She never get the benefit of Ifa and learning to love Ifa in the way Ifa, because she took the love that she was having for Ifa into a carnal way. It actually, you know, aroused her and everything. You know, even, you know, I know, you know, some people do that. You go to that. One time I went for a reading many, many, many years ago. Okay? And it was a Palo priest, Palo Ivialo, Palo Mayumbi. Anyway, he gave me the reading. Tell me, oh, you got to do an Ebo, right? Okay, close your eyes, okay? Next thing you know, I'm feeling the heart orifice pressing up against me. I'm like, oh, my God. I open my eyes, so I'm like this close. So he's like, his face is like right there. And I'm like, take yourself off of me. You know, like back it up, bro. And you know you don't want to disrespect people that say they're in, you know, they're a priest or something. So you don't want to outright disrespect them. So, you know, I just tell him, please, you know, remove your hands. When he removed his hands, he was pressed up against me. And then, boom, his hands were like, I'm like, hey, you see? So next thing, you know, I hightailed it out of there. I'm like, oh, my God, look at this crap. I paid my money and get no results. You know, the guy wanted to molest me in the place. And they have people that say they're priests, and they do stuff. They tell you, if I say you have to sleep with me, I'm like, what? If I tell you that, you didn't even ask me. Okay? So, you know, you got to know who is the real deal, who is using moral judgment, who is, you know, who is on the road to what, you know, they talk about so much called Iwapwele, Iwarere. You understand me? Good, gentle character who know that they're not supposed to do things like that. Okay? They tell you, oh, you need a bath, and here goes some man wants a baby. No! The bathing is the woman's job. Woman can bathe men and women. Women can do these things. Woman can do these things because what? We have the authority with the mother. Okay? You don't want a man bathing you and then he's looking to see if you're something bigger than his, something, all of this thing, or he begin to lust off of you. That's where all kind of thoughts and things come from people. You know, these different energies, you know? So here too, in the same Odu, Ifa is talking about I lose my space here. So Ifa is talking about people who you know, do unscrupulous stuff. You know, they do stuff where they ain't supposed to be doing. So they're telling the awards in particular, the people who are into Ifa, that, you know, you don't, even you might admire somebody, you might admire, because Ifa can make you be so charismatic, if I have to use that word. Ifa can make you appear even more beautiful than you really are on the outside. You know, and then people start getting these feelings for you. But you're not the one to entertain these things. You ever see all these big ministers and stuff, and these charismatic people are always in trouble they're doing some stuff, you know, having sex in the altar, in the church and stuff, you know, all of these things, you know. So this lady went to work with Ifa. Is a daughter of Oromila, Omor of Oromila, you know, learning and everything just with her cleaning thing. And the next thing you know, she want to drop her drawers and you know, and distract Oromila from this, you know, from doing what is right. You know, oh boy, I tell you. You see why women get blamed for stuff? That's why women get blamed. That way, you know, so what do you want me to talk about those things? Okay, it also talks about women who, well, a man who has a woman, you know, is his lover, but because he's with this woman, he has gained many enemies. Okay, and it's about envy because of being with this woman. And even the enemies will do witchcraft to both you and the woman to break you all apart, you know? Even though the woman and the man have had like several lovers themselves from before. Okay, you know, you're listening to True Talk with Ofeo Faye, and we're talking about Odu perspectives on love. And if you have any comments and you want to say something, whether it's an advice or whether you want to ask a question, you know, you can raise your hand and say. Uh-oh. Okay, buddy, I heard that. Odi Obara, if I is saying, in Odi Obara, wow, this is interesting, that is talking about when an aspect of Olorun, you know, Olodumare, you know, that in the Lukumi persuasion they call Olofi, right? That Olofi, you know, representation of the sky as the sky god. So Olofi made a mandate of men and women sleeping together. So when they slept with the person, that later on that person would become their husband or wife. So this is where the concept of marriage was born in Odi Obara, Ashe. And they have more to it, you know, because we're talking about there was a time when men were just taking real advantage of women and having their way with women without doing anything for them. Okay, so they go have sex with them, you know, they don't even buy you a wash rag to clean yourself, you know, they don't do anything for you. And just when they feel like they want to have sex with you, they call you up or they get with you and you have sex. And then the women went to Ifa and complained about it. And, you know, they complained and that, you know, boom, here comes, you know, Odi Obara to solve the problem. So Odi Obara like, hey, you're going to make the institution of marriage come forth here. So you mess with that woman, you are marrying her and have some responsibilities for her, okay? That's right. You know, Bara Meji as well. Ashe, yeah. Ashe. Mm-hmm. So in Ashe, so we're talking about that there's an egun, okay? An egun. Could be ancestral egun, but some spiritual entity, you know, somebody who is not in this living world that we live in, is not in this realm, is in love with the person. And because of that, the person is having many problems trying to find a suitable mate or trying to stay with somebody, because the egun would not allow them. So that person, if I say, you know, they have to get, you know, they got to get cleaned and everything. A special ceremony has to be done to remove the negativity and remove the buruku egun, you know, the egun of bad vice, you know. move that ego. Okay. Oh, buddy, it's saying here, you know, don't leave. Ashe echo, buddy, don't even talk to Iya. Don't talk to me about the egg bay, buddy. I have egg bay or room problems, you know. I have egg bay, and you know, my. Let me tell you, it's a whole episode. I think I spoke about it in the last thing in the Odo. It was Obara Irosun, where the husband and the wife were in Orun. They were husband and wife, and then they came to Earth, met each other in this incarnation, but then one or both of them are confused about their role, because in this incarnation, their role is flipped around. The husband in heaven becomes your wife here, and the wife in heaven becomes the husband. And they're like, oh my God, because one of them still want to be in the role. One or both of them want to still be in the role they had when they were in Oru, when they were in heaven. And let me tell you, that is a fiasco. Okay? So you find the man acting like, oh, honey, you got to take care of me. Yeah, because, you know, oh, honey, and, you know, getting all bent out of shape like, you know, how women do. And, you know, and the woman talking about, hey, you know, go sit down. And, you know, acting like a man. Oh, buddy, let me tell you, it's a fiasco. Yeah, I think that's in Obara Irosun. Yeah? Where that phenomenon take place. So, you know, you got your egg bay to all screwed up. And then guess what? What about, I say, yeah. So what about when one of them in this incarnation, now they go and complain to the egg bay on their behalf because they want to stay, they wanted to remain like how it is. Like, you know, I was the wife, and I don't like being, you know, that's like having like a gender identity issue, okay, which some people have when they come in from a room, even though, like, you know, we going into, like, why some people even become homosexual is a heavenly problem some of them have. They're actually born with wanting to have that experience. They don't care if they came like a man with a penis and everything. They don't care. They want to feel what it feels like and experience what it feels like to be a woman, even though they're in a male body. And they act like that. Yeah, if I talk about all of that. Yeah, Odus that speak about that. Yeah. If I perspective of homosexuality, one of these days I'm going to talk about that. If I believe I did it before. Okay, anyway, Odi Osa. Here is where the man is obsessively in love with a woman that he reverts to doing witchcraft to that woman. And so she can live with him against her will. Okay? I mean, you know. I'm telling the women, be careful. Know if it's love or witchcraft. You know, that way, how you know that, you go to Ifa, get a reading, and Ifa will tell you if you are in a love binding or if you actually in love. Okay? Because, you know, you could be in love at first, think you're in love, and next thing you know, you're binded up. And the person could be like a real a-hole, excuse me, and you just, oh, but I'm in love. Oh, here's all my money, honey. I love you. Okay? Who feels it knows it. Anyway, there was a woman in Odiosa. There was a woman who lost. There was a man who lost his wife. Okay? Whom he loved with so much passion. His love was so great. that he fell into a state of constant depression. He started acting very, you know, emotional, crying and begging to Iku, which is dead, to take him away so he can join his wife. He let himself go to such a degree that all that he would eat was, you know, he just ate yucca roots. So one night his wife came to him in a dream and said, "Forgive me, my husband, but I never loved you." Oh my God, what a shocker. I only live with you to enjoy your money and live well. Oh my God, so for your own good, forget about me and eat. Before leaving, the wife pointed to a place where there was a lot of money buried. And, you know, so the man was like, oh my God. If I was advising, if the man or the wife in your life dies, get over this person and go on with your life, because you will never know if he or she really loved you. In this case, the egg who came and told him, listen, I didn't love you, you know, I was just in a relationship because that's what it was. You know, a relationship of convenience, like, you know, I always say that, you know, in Osadis, as you go there and you exploit the person, see what you can get from them. Okay? Okay? Egun, Egun, I tell you, Egun be doing it, you know. You know, those spirits, you know, they be doing it. They say, oh, honey, I never loved you. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to wrap down because we're down to the last 8 minutes, guys. And, you know, you've been listening to True Talk with Ofeofe, and we've been talking about Odu Ifa and perspectives on love. And, you know, there's so much more to go. We might do a part three because I know in our pre-show there are people that have different Odus assigned to them. You know, through Ifa, even some of us through Orisha, so certain Orisha would give you certain odus and advice for you to follow. And you really need to take these things to heart. You know, it's very important. You know, I could say I'm, you know, one of these people that, you know, Yemoja spoke to me very sternly in Odu Obedi about my love life, you know, and I haven't even gotten to the point where I took the advice properly, you know, so I don't suffer as much in my love life as the Orisha said. And the thing I did take to heart about what the Orisha said is that because even though love may be something that I'm not fully getting because I came with a certain kind of love, which is different from the material love, right? And the Orisha said to me that, Yemoya said to me, don't worry if you love people, but the people don't love you. Because we are your friends, meaning that the Orisha, she's, you know, comforting me and letting me know that the Orisha are my friends. So I'm like, oh, wow, that's so cool, you know. So I like that, but, you know, even the news was very, I know, because I look around the room, you know, it was a big deal when I got initiated in Lukumi Ocha and the people looking around the room and like, oh, my God, poor thing, you know. But that's, you know, so that's, I mean, just the different challenges we come to with our destiny, we come with these challenges in life and we live through them, you know. Even, you know, with Ifa, there's certain orientations like, why did certain thing happen? Why do you have to do a bow for this thing? And there's a term that the Lukumi use, and I believe it applies in Yoruba too, where the orientation comes, Otunowa, Otunua, meaning that you really can't do an Ebo for it and it goes away. You really can't do an Ebo and it changes all of a sudden. You have to live through the experience. The Ebo is to live through the experience. That's the Ebo. Okay? Ah, boy, Oribu Ruko. Why it becomes the husband? Ooh! Yes, yeah. Yes, buddy. Ooh! Ooh! Yeah. I can tell you because it happened to me, yeah. That's why I'm talking about it. You know, that's why I moved back to it. You know, they, now you know, in Obara, Obara, Iroso, yeah. That's a hard one. That's a hard one because you spend your whole time having conflict because of that inner spirit that feels that they are the opposite sex. And even in one of the Orishas, I forgot, I think it was Obakala that said to me, you inherited the spirit of one of your grandfathers. So the whole time I'm thinking, woo, my grandfather, one of my grandfathers are with me, guiding me and everything. I'm not thinking that this man, my grandfather, I love you, Egun, I love you so much. I'm sitting right by the Egun also, you know. So I'm not thinking that my grandfather is in me. That's, you know, what are you talking about? You know, and it's been something to figure out. So then when I look at my own characteristics and how I deal with men in terms of relationships, you know, I am very stern. I'm like a very stern person. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not like they're forgiving, like, oh, you messed up. And, oh, I forgive you, son. I forgive you, daughter. No, I'm like, go fix it. Fix it. I don't care how long it's going to take to fix it. Just fix it, you know, because you know it's not right. Fix it. If you can't fix it, then, oh, well, I'm going to just sit there watching you with my hands full. Okay? And this is, you know, part of, you know, the life experience. It's a part of the life experience. You know, you try to understand it. You try to do right by, you know, others. And you try to, you know, get the best out of every relationship that you have, especially the people that you say you love and care about. So you want to get the best relationship that you can get, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't. No matter what you do, it is what it is. That's what that Otunua is talking about. You just have to live with that experience and handle it the best you can. So Block Talk Radio, you know, we have like 10 seconds before our show ends. And I can't tell you what's going to be our next episode, but most likely it's going to be a continuation of Odu Perspectives on Love, part two, unless something more up comes up and I have to do that. Okay? Thank you all for listening so much. Thank you for listening. And I would like to go on, but, you know, it's so many things going on, but it's so much stuff that Eva is talking about in these Odus. So let me do a last one. I know some people are still on the line listening on Block Talk. I'm going to do, what is this, Odi Yoturapon? Did I do Odi Yoturapon? Oh, Love Binding. Oh, my God. Okay, this part now, Ifa, how it's talking here, it says, this is where Oromila instructed the man to do Ebo with a plant, right? But the man decided not to do the Ebo. However, the woman is the one that did the Ebo, and this is why the man is always chasing the woman around. So it involves love binding. So the woman here is where the woman is the one that did the love binding to the man. Most likely, you know, but if I told the man to do it, he didn't want to do it. He didn't do it. Okay? And when you look around, the woman did a lot of binding to him, so he's always running behind of her. I say, yeah, don't ask me to do the love binding thing. You know, I got issues with love, period. So I don't like doing stuff like that, love binding and all of this stuff. I don't like engaging in that for people, you know, because, you know, you love binding, you bind them, guess what? If they're good, they're going to be good. If they're bad, they're going to be bad still, because you're not changing their character. You're just tying them to you, right? So whatever bad they do, here you go. You tied up with them somewhere in a bottle underneath the ocean, whatever. And whatever bad they do into you or you do into them, you know, you got to take whatever repercussions come with that. You know what I mean? It's just disgusting. Okay. All right. So, you know, it's been nice having you go. Listen, Yuan, darling, you're just joining us. We're getting ready to close off now. It's been 2 hours. We've been talking straight about Odu Ifa, you know, perspectives on love and, you know, the whole thing, buddy. So even in Odi Irete, talking about love binding again, buddy. Love binding. Woo! Odi Irete, but Odi Irete is telling you how to break the love binding spells. Woo, buddy, I love that. Yeah, I need to go back and check that. Odi Irete talking a lot about love binding. Oh, boy. I tell you. Yeah, may Ifa bless every one of us. You know, in our, for our week coming, you know, in our endeavors, you know, may we find love in our hearts for other people, you know, without possession, without people having to bind you up and, you know, in order for you to love them and all this type of thing. And that, you know, we find it in our heart, we resist temptations to cheat or to get with people who are not, you know, on our same level of, you know, what we're doing in this plane of existence that we're in. We don't want to get with people that they not vibrating on the same plane with you. They down there somewhere, okay? And next thing you know, you get with them sexually, they bring you down to their level, okay? You got to remember that out there, they are entities disguised as emotions. Okay, that can make the emotion turn deadly, where somebody would claim they're in love with you, but they kill you. Okay, you know, call it crimes of passion and all of this kind of stuff. And even though they feel they keep telling you they're in love with you, or they feel themselves they're in love with you, but what they're in love with is what they can get from you. And then when they can't get it, they feel like their whole life is falling apart. So then guess what? They're mad at you now. Next thing you know, words come to fist, fist comes to blood, and then boom, next thing you know, somebody dead. Boom, bam, bam. Okay? That's what happened to that Ghanaian preacher and his wife in Orlando. You know, he shot that woman dead, dead, dead in her face, broad daylight, emptied the gun. Okay? And he was a priest. Not a Ifa, but he was a priest. And so was she, okay? But, you know, things started to go bad. Somebody didn't get their way, you know, that spirit of jealousy, envy, malice, hatred, you know, anger, all of these things, you know, they carry entities, can make people do stuff. That's why you go to Ifa, you find out what's going on in the dark, because sometimes you see your life going the opposite way that you're working towards, and you like, oh my God, what's wrong here? What's wrong? Somebody or something is influencing on you. You know how we call them the Ajaguns. The Ajaguns are, you know, these malevolence, and they're out there to make sure that they, you know, like how we say they F with you. You know what I mean? So you don't get the benefits that you're supposed to be getting, what you're working towards, you know, even with Ifa. Okay. Okay. you know. And, you know, so I just want to make that parting advice to people, you know, watch out. You know, you get cleanings, you go to IFA, you get a reading, you do EVO, you get your cleanings, you stay on top of things. You know, you try to stay good in your mind. Don't covet. If you find yourself coveting something that somebody else has, try not to do it. Don't do it. Even though they may be tempting you with words, telling you, oh, baby, I love you. You know, they'll talk about you. Oh, Melba, oh, you know, she's no good. Oh, Melba, she's this. Oh, Melba, yeah, okay, she's not like this. Blah, 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 blah. It's you. And you may know Iaofe, and then you go listening to what this person is telling you, and you figure it's okay because they're telling you sweet words. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, and like in Muddy Professor when he was going to eat the ice cream. Okay. So it's been nice, people. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me. Yeah, much thanks to you and your participation. And we must talk more about the wife-husband thing. It's a serious thing. It's a very hard odoo to and concept that if I'm talking about to try to overcome, you know, especially if one of the persons don't want to do the EVO to change it. They want it to remain the same. You see? Ooh, but, you know, Ifa is awesome. Ifa is awesome. Ashe, Blog Talk Radio people, you're still online with me. We're going to end the show right now. And thank you for watching. Thank you for being part of this episode. And we see you next time. Ashe.